Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Every time John Orlans clears his throat, an angel loses a feather from his wings.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
I'll be broadcasting live from Dallas tomorrow, going up there this weekend, and my equipment is going to work. That works, right? That's good? Bing, 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 all good.
Yeah, you're all good.
I'm up.
And this is tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yep, I'm leaving today. Going up there tomorrow, so we will be there.
To play a golf tournament?
And we will talk about the Texans. No. We will talk about the Texans and their preseason game tonight against the Patriots. One thing... Okay, who's the fastest? Who are the fastest teams, fastest paced offenses in the NFL?
I mean, I would
last year.
I would assume Kansas City's one.
They're third.
Okay, I think the Chargers were kind of fast.
Second,
and then first, I would say it's not Green Bay. They're always notoriously slow. Not Kirk Cousins. San Francisco.
Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas number one. Now they're going to be different this year. They lose Kellen Moore, and McCarthy's taken over, right?
So yeah, but pace is probably a head coach's decision. I bet because it has an impact on defense.
Play fast.
Too.
Let's go. Play fast. Minnesota was actually fifth. Buffalo was fourth. Where do you think the Texans were?
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, surprisingly 18th.
They weren't super slow, but no. They weren't fast either.
Slowest teams were Washington, Green Bay, Chicago, Baltimore. I imagine it's going to change this year with Lamar back.
I think pace, something that I learned back, handicapping basketball with Mike Fratello's Cleveland teams in the 90s, was if you don't have as talented a team, you got to slow pace down because you limit the amount of total plays, and it gives you a better chance to win. And I think in the NFL... I think more teams need to be cognizant of that, and that's why the better teams have more pace a lot of times because they know they have an offensive advantage. But I think similarly, some teams need to really be careful about their pace because, you know, you're giving the other team more plays if you do a quick three and out. That's I think that for the Texans, controlling the clock.
Do we expect them to be quicker or slower this year? Probably slower.
With a rookie, I would be – well, you know, actually, I think being quicker actually might be beneficial to a young quarterback.
Where do you think San Francisco was last year?
If I had to guess – they're a young quarterback. If I had to guess, and they do a lot of shifting and changes, probably 20th.
25th.
Yeah, because they shift a lot and do change a lot of personnel groupings. So that might be the case with the Texans too.
And I would expect that they're going to want to slow the game down. They don't want a lot of plays as a young team. Their defense is going to be better than their offense, and they're not good defensively, but they're going to be better under D'Amico. D'Amico's a defensive first head coach. I fully expect them to be slower, and I'm okay with it. If you want
I am too. I just want to see
young quarterback.
I'd rather you be
but
deliberate.
Look at the fast paced teams. Dallas, pretty good football team. Chargers, Chiefs, Bills, Vikings, Bucks are the outlier. Philadelphia, Detroit,
playoffs,
Jacksonville, Most of them are playoff teams.
Yeah, I think that gets to you're comfortable with your offense, and once you're comfortable with your quarterback and your offense, you can hit the gas a little bit, because it's always an advantage to keep, if you play faster, the defense has to play more base defense, and they can't change out personnel groupings and sub in defensive linemen. So there's always a natural advantage. I mean, the NFL got that from college, from guys like Kevin Sumlin, who would go very, very fast. And it would wear defenses down, and it kept them in base coverages. I think NFL teams would like to go quicker because it forces the defense to tire out and fatigue a little bit. But it's hard to do that unless you have good quarterbacks. Look at most of the teams you talked about have really high-end quarterbacks or top 10 quarterbacks. Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. Kirk Cousins is, you know, probably in around there. But the Texans have a rookie, so slowing it down and making sure the rookie is comfortable with everything, that's not the worst thing in the world either.
Pretty good lineup today for your Houston Astros. Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker. Yiner is batting fifth behind the plate. John Singleton is playing first base.
Oh, nice.
Sixth. McCormick is in left. Pena and then Jake Maris in center. Not a bad lineup.
I kind of like that.
I like it a lot. Jose Abreu.
That's about the hottest lineup you could have.
Yeah. Well, Jose Abreu is really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
He really is struggling. It was nice to see Pena break out a couple of days ago. Bregman break out yesterday. This is as good. Yeah, this is a pretty damn good lineup. Way to go, Dusty. See? We give Dusty his props when he deserves his props. That's a pretty good lineup. Like it. Yiner in the middle of it. Chaz batted fifth yesterday, right? But yes. Chaz batting behind Singleton. Maybe he wants the lefty-righty.
Chaz, boy. What's his name who pitched yesterday? Not McLaughlin. McClanahan. He knew that Chazzer was looking dead red fastballs. He was throwing him a bunch of off-speed pitches, and Chaz like, swinging his, you know, Chaz doesn't get cheated. I remember when it used to be Chaz versus Jake. It was a legitimate question, and it would go up and down, back and forth. And frankly, neither one of them looked good enough to where you weren't going to try to get a center fielder. Now I think you're fine. But the biggest difference watching him at the plate now is Chaz never gets. Jake sometime will be a little passive with a swing, like he's not sure. Chaz is never not sure on his swing. If he's going to miss a swing, he is not getting cheated.
Channel 2 did a nice piece on him and how he changed and his approach.
Was it Ari? Ari does a really good job over there. He does a really good job.
It was like a 5-minute piece on how he broke it down, and he interviewed him and everything else. What's McClanahan? Because Fujinami, are you thinking maybe Fujinami?
No. Not who came in. I'm talking about the starter. What's his
Flaherty.
Name? Flaherty. Why is it McClanahan? You know, McClanahan.
Jack Flaherty.
Well, he's an Irish guy. Who cares?
Yeah, that's true. Eats potatoes.
The Irishman.
Yeah.
Whatever Irish. Yeah, Flaherty.
Potato eater.
Flaherty from the Cardinals. McClanahan. You know.
You mean the guy O'Connor. That's on the IL for
next year?
For the Rays?
You know, yeah, O'Connor.
And next year's? Okay.
O'Connor, the Irishman who was
Sinead.
He just kept throwing the breaking pitches and Chaz like swinging as hard as he could, and then he snuck him on a fastball one time when Chaz
just was like, I don't know who this person is.
Fujinami was just couldn't throw a strike.
I thought maybe you mistook him for Fujinami.
So
he's not Irish, I don't think.
Not Irish. Fujinami, so they now have two relievers, Bautista and Fujinami, who throw nothing but over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Fujinami did not have one pitch that I saw that went under 100 miles an hour. Now, they weren't for strikes.
All over.
How can you see 100 miles an hour? How do you know if it's a... it's incredible to me that somebody can
hit... Oh, you mean hit a grand slam?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's incredible somebody can hit a grand slam off 101. Like, how can you make your decision if it's going to be a ball or strike without starting your swing as soon as he's letting the ball go?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's incredible to me.
So...
I don't think I could hit him. I do think I could stop a messy free kick. I don't think I could hit Bautista. If you gave me 10 at-bats, I think I would go 0-10.
This conversation.
With three ground outs, a fly out.
Do we really need this?
I'm saying I could.
I don't think I could hit.
No, I'm saying I'm pretty sure I couldn't hit Bautista right now.
But, okay, but Presley, yeah. because he only throws 95.
If I'm sitting on a curve.
Didn't you hurt your foot on a curb?
Yeah,
it's curb.
Didn't you?
I said a, actually I said curve.
Step, misstep.
Guys, I said curve.
Is that Mark Klein?
Yes, it is.
Can I tell you curve. What a hero Mark Klein is? Because yesterday was my wife's birthday, and I gave her earrings that I bought at Mark Klein's. And can I tell you how much she loves me, Mark? Because of you. It's all because of you.
Hey, we did it right. Home run.
That's right.
You know, it was nice. We got diamond earrings. We got hoop earrings. You took care of her.
Yeah, no.
You're such a nice guy. You make everybody out there like, man, John, what a nice man.
But
that's how you've been married
but the fact remains, it doesn't matter if it's me, it's you, it doesn't matter who it is. When you go to Mark Klein's, you are going to pay less for your jewelry, period. And he's got, Mark, how many pieces do you got in stock right now?
Wait. We saw it, John. You know, we have two stores now. So we have one on Westheimer, which is Westheimer in Fountain View. We also have one, a new one, which is at Woodway in Augusta. So thousands of pieces in stock. We have more jewelry and more diamonds than I've ever had in 30 years since I've been started, since 1991. What is that, 32 years? So anything in jewelry, if you want anything, if it's your anniversary, it's your birthday, it's your whatever day it is, and you want to get her something, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, anything you want. You want something made. You want a custom ring made. We can do that. We can do anything in jewelry. We do it right there in the store. We've been doing it for years. So if you want a quote on a diamond, you have a best friend that has a great price on a diamond, you call me and I'll quote you over the phone the price of the diamond or the tennis bracelet or the earrings, whatever it is, I'll quote you. I'm proud of my prices. They're better than anywhere in the city. You can come to the store. We have thousands of pieces in stock, and if not, we can make something for you. We also do lab-grown. So lab-grown diamonds is the new thing. So lab-grown diamonds versus natural-grown diamonds. We do both. We have everything. I'll sell you either one. I'm happy to sell you either one, but we do have both diamonds in stock.
By the way.
So anything you want in jewelry, we can do it. We do it better than anywhere. You can look at KleinsJewelry.com as well.
Or you can call 832-316-1388. He'll quote you over the phone. Get to one of the two locations, Westheimer and Fountain View or Woodway at Augusta. You need jewelry. There's one place to go. Mark Klein at KleinsJewelry.com.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Apparently, Longhorn Keith is here, and he wants... We did have a Longhorn conversation. I can't trust him. Longhorn Keith.
No, Longhorn Keith's pretty. You know, yeah. Longhorn Keith is a pretty level-headed Longhorn fan.
Do you trust him this year, Longhorn Keith?
Oh yeah. Does Longhorn Keith trust the Longhorns? Yeah.
Do you trust him this year?
I do not. Well, listen. I said this last year, John, and you jumped all over me. Like, yeah, you guys should go. I said no. We're gonna go 8-4. You were like, no, you should go 9-3, 10-2. You have hope. And here's the thing, I like the talent on this team. I'm still questioning the talent at quarterback. I know that that's an unpopular take, but, you know, we see this every year, right? There's this hype around a particular quarterback, and specifically this year, Quinn Ewers comes into his second season. He's cut his hair. He's changed his body type. All of that's fine and good. But, Lance, I really want to get your take on, like, because they have him ranked, which is odd to me. They have him, like, in the top 10 of Heisman candidates. And I'm going, I don't see it. I went back and watched a lot of film this summer, or a lot of games, I shouldn't say film, a lot of games that they obviously re-recorded from last year. And my son is a sophomore this year at Texas. And so we had a chance to kind of go around campus this summer and look. And obviously, guys are working out and doing their things, but I can't see it. There's a ton of talent around him, so I can see where, you know, they could probably stockpile some yards and whatnot. But maybe I'm not as keen as on quarterbacks, but I just don't see where this he's got a great arm, supposedly, but in terms of, like, his ability to just kind of read defenses, I didn't see that. And so I'm curious to think, I'm curious to know what you think as an NFL analyst, Lance, as to where you guys see Quinn Ewers.
Well, so your question, though, is about Heisman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because those are two different conversations, NFL future and Heisman right. can be two different conversations. For me, I think it's totally reasonable for Quinn Ewers to be in the top 10. Number one, he's a quarterback, and quarterbacks win the award. Number two, Sarkisian's offense historically will take advantage of throwing the ball down the field. It's not Art Briles, you know, type of offense. But you've got Xavier Worthy, who's a really talented. You actually have a few talented wide receivers. You got a really good tight end. The offensive line is in place. I actually think everything's there for Quinn Ewers if he shuts, you know, if he cuts out some of what you talked about, the bad decision making, the inconsistencies. I mean, to me, Quinn Ewers being in the top 10 or even the top 8, I think the Longhorns have a chance to win more than 9 games, as we talked about. So if I think Quinn Ewers has a chance to win 10, 11 games, and he's in an offense that has good skill position players and a head coach who's going to let him try to, you know, perform at the highest level he can, in terms of statistically, I believe. Yeah, I think it's pretty reasonable for Quinn Ewers to be in the top 10 of Heisman stuff. And in fact, I would say he's probably more like the top 8 of Heisman candidates, because you may have Blake Corum, a running back out of Michigan, you know, who went back to school. But and obviously we know Drake May, but I don't think Drake May is going to have a ton of wins. I think the win total is going to be reasonable. Caleb Williams would be the favorite.
What are the odds Quinn Ewers is a top one of the top 3 quarterbacks taken?
I think there's definitely a possibility. He's got great arm talent. He does the things that get people excited, like Zach Wilson. I'm not trying to slam him. I'm saying guys with arm talent like that get people excited.
Boy.
Well, I mean, let's just be real. Zach was the second pick of the draft.
Yeah.
He was not looked at that headed into the season, but because he, you know, his stats were good and he really flung it around. Quinn is a bigger guy than Zach Wilson. I don't think it's crazy that Quinn has the potential to be one of the top 3 quarterbacks, but it also wouldn't surprise me if Quinn Ewers ended up back at Texas, or I think Arch Manning will eventually go to Ole Miss. I'm not sure Arch Manning ever takes a snap at Texas. Based on what I saw in the spring, it was disappointing. The backup right now to Quinn Ewers is very talented as well. I'm interested to see, what if Quinn Ewers comes back to school and doesn't go pro, which I don't think will happen. I think he's dead set on going pro. But what if he comes back and they tell Arch, you got to sit another year?
This is the guy that transferred to Ohio so he can make money by not even playing. He's going pro.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
And then went back to Texas and he could get his NIL money again.
Yeah. Well, he might get paid as much at Texas that he will as his rookie year, depending on where he's drafted.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not going to be drafted high, he might go back to Texas.
Well, if he has a good year, I mean, he's coming out. There, that's, yeah. you know, and it's a smart move probably if that happens. But, yeah, I think top 10 in the – now, you want to ask me how good a pro prospect he's going to be? Really depends on decision-making. I like the other stuff, but the other stuff, if you can't throw with accuracy and make good decisions, you'll wash out as a pro.
Has he cut the mullet?
Yep.
Yes.
Mullet's gone.
He's serious about that business. This is the money season for
about
Quinn.
That business. He's trying to show teams how serious he is.
By cutting that
I'm
mullet.
Not just a mullet guy. I'm serious.
But speaking of serious, Longhorn Scott is here.
That's right.
Let's see what we got. Back to back Longhorns.
What a great show.
So, can an Aggie call in, please?
I mean, sure, if they're excited about Bobby Petrino.
They are. They got to be excited about Bobby and Connor Wegman. Are you kidding
I'm surprised
me?
You
who
passed...
will have a better year, Connor Wegman or Quinn Ewers?
I think Wigman's got a chance to have a good year.
I do too. With Bobby Petrino,
I say Quinn. I say Quinn. No, I think his
who
the talent
more
around
wins,
his best.
Aggies or Longhorns?
I think Longhorns will.
Yeah, it'll be the same. They'll both win.
Longhorns don't play in the SEC, friend. Though
that's true.
By the way, I'm surprised
they got to come here.
I'm surprised you didn't go to Jeff, since it says Coors Light in Colorado.
Well, what? He might.
I know.
Screw Longhorns, Scott. Let's go to Jeff.
Well,
I didn't
John,
mean that.
You may want to get your hackles up, because Jeff, from what I heard in the call, ain't going to say very nice things.
What?
Oh, never mind. Longhorn Scott.
Screw Jeff. Beat it. Let's get Longhorn Scott in here. Hey, Longhorn Scott.
Scott, I owe you a call, by the way. I know you. I missed your call the other day. I owe you a call.
All good, fella. Hey, guys, good to hear college football talk again, man. So here's the thing. I've become the state of Missouri in so much as I've always said, you got to show me. And after many years of thinking things were going to go great, and after the Charlie Strong and Tom Herman era, I really said, hey, I'm going to wait and watch this happen. But I'll say that this is the first time in many years, because of what I saw in year two after year one under Sark and that staff, I saw for the first time in a long time actual development of talent. And I think that I expect that this team will – I think they got to win 10 games at least regular season for this to be the kind of year that they need to have and are capable of having. Short of that would be a disappointment in my opinion, but I think you're going to see Quinn Ewers. It's not about just cutting off the mullet and starting to lift weights. I really feel like this kid has gotten serious because, to your point a minute ago, he does want to get drafted. For the first time, and again, not just based on the idea of hope, based on what I saw between year one and year two under Sark and that staff, I feel like this team is developing. I think they're going to have a big year. And, you know, this idea that, by the way, and I'll just politely disagree with the notion that Arch Manning is going to turn tail and go to Ole Miss. I think the Mannings see this as a business. They're like, get in there, learn, develop. Even if it's when he's a junior that he's starting, I think he goes, you got Steve Sarkisian, who, for whatever faults he has, and by the way, we don't know if Steve Sarkisian is the guy for sure yet, but he's definitely a quarterback developer. And so I just don't, this idea that, oh, there's no way Arch Manning sits around, he's going to leave, he's going to go. No, I don't see that. I think the guy's in there for the long haul, and that's my take, but I'm excited to see this. I plan to be at Cougar Idaho because I want to watch that pounding that's going to happen when the Hornets just run a train on the Cougars. Any way to get some tickets?
That's it.
Wow.
That's elite.
It's ugly.
That's too aggressive even for this show.
Pounding, yeah.
Even for this show, that's too aggressive.
Train?
Yeah, you heard him. You heard all that.
Even for this show, that's too
aggressive.
Much.
You look at the Longhorn schedule, home to Rice, go to Bama. Actually, yeah. Go to Bama, home to Wyoming, go to Baylor, home to Kansas. Well, that's two. I see two losses in there already.
Oh, yeah. Get this, because this is an Aggie. Aggies are calling in now. Let's
you think so?
Yeah, no, I know it's an Aggie. I know it's an Aggie. And and it will be to refute, I'm pretty sure, it's going to be to refute Longhorn Scott.
It usually
I think
is.
He was fed up. He asked me, what is the number?
When somebody says, what is the number? By the way, the other quarterback, the backup, Malik Murphy, 6'5", 238, John. Have you seen their backup?
No.
Their backup looks like Cam Newton. Looks like Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I'm not that Arch is
that's what I'm
going
saying.
To beat
I'm not
that
sure
guy
Arch
out.
Is going to roll past Malik Murphy.
I don't know
Murphy
about Ole
either.
Miss. Colorado, Deion will buy him.
Oh, you think Arch would play for Deion?
No, he's saying Malik Murphy.
Oh, Malik Murphy?
Yeah. No.
Even Arch.
Yeah.
You think the Mannings want to get in the Deion business?
Well, actually, Peyton has done stuff with Peyton and Deion.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But that ain't.
But you
Cooper.
Think when
this
it comes to
kid.
Sending their guy over there, yeah. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah. Let's get Phelan in here. He wants a. I'm sure he's got something for Longhorn Scott. What
he
up,
might
Phelan?
Agree with them here.
Actually, you know what? I really don't have anything for Scott because, in all honesty, man, the guy's nails right now. I'm telling you right now, Arch will never see a snap. It's all show. I the backup's the real deal. Ewers, I just want to know if we're going to get Ewers Alabama last year or we're going to get Ewers Oklahoma State. I was at both games. It was two different people.
Yep.
He threw dimes at Alabama. He couldn't hit anything. The other thing is who's he going to throw to? Xavier Worthy, who's wide open in the flat and run down the seam and suddenly off his chest. Boom. I think he had seven drops against Oklahoma State. And by the way, the game winner. My point is this, is Texas is trending, but man, oh man, it's coming. And it's going to be a happy thing with the SEC at 9-2 season, 12-team playoff. That's why the SEC wants so many playoff teams. Let's put them all in. The Big 12 champions get in. They'll be fodder for the first round. Enjoy your year this year. I think this year, if Texas is going to do it, it's this year. Get through the schedule. It should be a layup
and make
the playoffs, 14 playoffs, and do it.
We've thought this before about Texas, though. And if they don't do it this year.
I'm talking about Texas. A&M, by the way, A&M is, let's just call it for what it is. I'm not going to lie. But 8-3, 8-4, whatever it is, 9-3. I mean, but SEC, I'll take it right now. And but let's get to the 12-team playoff and make it happen. I do actually want to see this backup for Texas play. And not the
what am I getting? Hard. Is this the Aggie
this is,
family?
No, this is what Aggie.
What has somebody put you up? I agree with what you're saying, by the way, and I think it's a very reasonable comment. This is not at all what I expected from Phelan.
No, and I'm just extremely hang up on him. I'm disgusted with him.
He just wanted the show for him.
I wanted him. He wanted anarchy after the Longhorn. Listen, is it unreasonable to think? Oh, wow. Texas is back, folks, and then they lose four.
Unreasonable.
Games.
It's what you should expect.
This is what you should expect.
They got to go to. I know TC lost a lot, but it's always odd when they go to.
They'll lose a game.
Go to Fort Worth.
Lose.
They got to go to Iowa State. Got to go to Baylor at Bama. I mean, they'll be favored in at least two of the four. But why are we just handing them a big year? Why? Based off of what? What history? Oh, that Texas always has talent. You can't sell me on them having talent. Look, we all know what's going to happen. Saban's going to beat the crap out of him in Tuscaloosa just because Saban needs a year where it's not all George all the time. And that's already one loss. And we'll see. They got to go to Baylor. Why are we just handing them the big year? Stop it. Y'all know what Texas is going to do. We all know what's going to happen.
Wow, that's just ugly. Just ugly.
Eight of them. Eight W's.
Eight dubs.
Nope.
Count them.
Nope. This is their year. Texas is back, folks.
But is
it back to what?
Texas is
back to where they rightfully belong at the top of the food chain. Mm. They're going to do something they haven't done for 14 years. Win the conference, Dale.
Ooh. Yeah, he's trying to.
They are the favorites, by the way.
He's trying to.
So be it.
They're like, even money favorites.
Good for them.
What's Oklahoma going to do? They've lost a bunch of their. I don't think Oklahoma is going to be a factor.
No, you know what?
Oklahoma State's going to be a factor. TCU's lost.
Kansas State or Baylor is going to win the Big 12.
I think it's process of elimination.
Kansas State or Baylor will win the Big 12.
Will Sark be back if he doesn't win at least eight games?
That'll be year three, and it would be considered a
oh my god,
a step
7-6?
Back. It'd be a step back.
Crap. Would that be bad?
All right, we got to break it. We got to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. We got to talk about Robin and the great job that she does over there. She's unbelievable. And you tell Robin that you heard it right here. From it doesn't matter where you are, Galveston, Willis, Fulshear, Baytown, Crosby, Mount Bellevue, they will go pick up your patio furniture, pick up your car parts, pick up your boat parts, pick up whatever metal it is that you have. It's rusty and old and in a lot of cases broken, and they can fix it. There's so many things that they do, especially with the front patio furniture. If the straps, you need slings, straps, you need it repaired, whatever it is that you need, Houston Powder Coaters will pick up and deliver absolutely free. So there's no charge there. Now, give yourself some time. The priming and the primping, it takes time, and then baking and the drying and all of the stuff, but give them a little bit of time and they are going to make that stuff look like new again. Instead of buying new, redo, and you redo it at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They've got 20 years of experience, 5-star customer service, Google reviews. Go check it out. Very hands-on. You will probably talk to Robin at some point during the process. They are going to make sure that you get the best in service and the best product back that you can possibly get. You're looking for a way to powder coat. One place to go. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
ESPN 97.5.com. What did we say to you?
And if I've said something to you, maybe I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it, but I don't think I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it. But if I did, then tell me what it was, and I'll say sorry for that too.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Astros and the Orioles this afternoon. Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Tucker, Diaz, Yiner, Singleton gets to start at first. McCormick, Pena, and Myers. That's your lineup.
I like that
with
lineup.
Hunter Brown.
Like, it's a fun lineup because I want to see Singleton.
Yep.
In a full-time role. I'm glad, obviously, Diaz is in the lineup. Who's pitching today?
Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
This is good all the way around.
Chance to knock out the Orioles? How good would that be? Astros don't play around with good teams. If you're a good team, you do not want to step to the Astros.
No. The Orioles are like, man, especially after losing that game that they thought they won yesterday, had to be even more defeating. And now today, if the Astros sweep them, the Astros moved to within 3.5. Tampa's on their heels at 2 back. The Astros are 2 back of the Rangers. But, I don't think, this race for the best record, the Astros are not out of the race for the best record in the American League, period. And I think they get there. Are you not at all concerned about Hunter Brown's innings, J.P. France's innings? They're hitting all-time highs, both guys.
I'm not concerned about it, but I'm also not a manager.
In August, hitting all-time highs.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm not the manager. That's why Dusty probably is. And that's why France is going to... You know, France is going to have less innings. I'm sure the front office.
Well, he's starting on Saturday now.
The front office is concerned about it. I know, and
they're going back to the 6-man rotation.
Yeah, and they're going to try to manage the innings. But what can you do?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what else you can do right now. You have injuries. What do you want to do with Hunter Brown? You want to bring up some bad pitchers and pitch them in place of Hunter Brown? All you can do is try to manage his innings the best you can. You know, you want to go five, but. What else can you do, John? There's a ton of injuries.
No. Well, you don't have to go to a 6-man rotation is one thing you can do. And they skipped him last time, although he did have to come in and throw 3 1/3 because Urquidy couldn't handle getting through the 4th inning. So he did. You did need him anyway. Although 3 1/3 is a lot less than he would have pitched if he started the game. I am a little bit concerned about it, if you want to know the truth. You need J.P. France pitching the way that he has been pitching in this postseason. And I don't know. He's already at the most he's ever thrown. And most he's ever thrown in his professional career. So that is a little bit concerning. Okay. I didn't mind at all not taking him out of the rotation.
Okay, here's my answer. Cryotherapy, do that thing where you sleep in that chamber, the hyperbaric chamber, do that. Put ice on it. QC Kinetics,
Coors Light,
protein. No, not Coors Light. Protein. Drink lots of water. I would recommend protein shakes or whatever, and you know, power through it.
So now you're a physical therapist,
a dietitian.
What are you?
Well,
now?
Sports nutrition and sports scientist.
So that's added to guitar player, goalie.
No, I'm just saying. I take my knowledge of that, and I can. Look, if he does some of these things, hyperbaric chamber. Oh, he would be the first guy to sleep in a hyperbaric chamber? No, he wouldn't be. Oh, he'd be the first person to do cryotherapy? No. This is stuff that helps your recovery. I'm just telling
pickle
the
juice,
Astros
maybe?
What they need to
Should
do.
He drink pickle juice, too?
Pickle juice.
No, I would drink a pickle juice. We're not trying to keep from cramping.
Okay.
Also, rub Asper cream on your arm.
Although, you know... That's funny because I was watching in the Wimbledon final, he was drinking pickle juice.
Well, it's for cramp. It's for salt, to maintain salt retention, I guess.
Yeah.
So your pickle juice is so you don't get dehydrated.
Right.
As easily.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody was drinking pickle juice?
Maybe put that on your list now.
If you want to retain water.
Yeah, I think Carlos was drinking, what was his name?
No. Alcaraz?
Alcaraz, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was drinking pickle juice.
Dude, I can't wait to watch that guy play again. He's got me excited about tennis. And I've had the greatest player of all time, Djokovic. I'm like, he's the greatest.
I can't wait
I want to watch see somebody who can beat the greatest.
No, I can't wait for tennis Twitter to come after you when you say something you shouldn't
TT?
Say.
TT?
Yeah.
Tennis Twitter?
I can't wait.
Tennis Twitter did come after me at Wimbledon when I said, I feel like this could be a passing of the torch. This is in like the third set. All of a sudden, here comes Djokovic Twitter.
Good.
After me. I don't even know how these people got to
me.
They
probably just searched something and saw you say
something
flagrant.
I didn't hashtag anything.
Well, you were being disrespectful to their guy.
What did you think about Twitter last night?
Not a huge fan.
We found out.
Dell, do we have any evidence of what Lance thought of?
Last night, I said, why, Dusty? That's all I said. Whenever it was very specifically exactly when I saw Maldonado on the on-deck circle, and it was apparent that he was actually going to hit with two on, one out.
And how did Twitter respond lead. To that?
Most of it was, yeah, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I would say there were plenty of gatekeeper Astros fans, the one who, and these people have been an issue for,
well, let's hear.
Say anything, you can't question any managerial move without Astros pom-pom Twitter having a literal heart attack.
Well, we listen to Lance now, and he's very calm and, you know.
Yeah, which I was mostly yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, earlier today. He's very calm, explaining his point of view. Let's listen to him at about 7:13 this morning.
You know, this holier-than-thou Astros Twitter fan base that they have to gatekeep and protect Dusty's feelings or protect the feelings of a pitcher or protect the feelings of a hitter. This has actually been going on for a long
time.
Where
were you this during
the... just a Dusty thing, by the way, Dell. This is a whole life thing. They feel like they are, because they're super fans with orange toilet paper wiping their asses, they feel like they have the right to tell you that you don't have the right to ever question anything or be upset about anything. And I'm sorry, gatekeepers, but it's okay for us to question. I've done it to 10 managers before, Dusty, and I will do it again if there is a move that I don't think is a good move. That's all. No. And when it works out, that's great. And I want it to work out, and I don't want
Are
to get rid of
Dusty.
Are you
seventh all-time in wins in Major League history?
That'll be thrown at you, too.
Where were you during the 100 lost seasons? If you weren't around talking about Astros baseball, you can't talk about them now.
I was doing a show with Pauly Palillo. Actually, I was doing more Astros talk than you were, dumbass orange toilet paper people, because I was with Charlie Pauly.
Do they sell that at HEB?
I shouldn't have said that's too much.
Springleton and Jonathan Singleton's not up.
Now you're making fun of Charlie.
Well, Springle, Jonathan Singleton's back. For some
reason, you did an impression.
We have nothing to talk about, yet we're going to talk Astros baseball.
Hey, can I?
That's what it was every day.
That's
not even Charlie.
That's Charlie. Can I ask you, we have to go to a break, and you had a stunning segment. Came in. That's the back half. Yeah. His real anger came earlier.
Yeah, no. He was, he dropped B words.
I told you my wife was trying to talk to me.
DBBs.
And my wife said, do you care? What I said, like she always does that, do you care? And I said, no, I actually don't care right now. Mm. And she goes, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm doing something right now. I'm having an argument on Twitter. Oh, great. That's smart.
Well, at least you're
she
doing
said,
something important.
Oh, that's smart.
All right. You know who is smart? John Daspit.
John Daspit's very smart. Law degree at University of Houston. He got his undergraduate degree, 2 degrees at University of Texas. Smart guy. He advertises on this station. Very smart. He's listened to our show for over 20 years. Extremely smart. And that intelligence really helps whenever he's going to fight for you in court, because a lot of the cases that they have end up going to court. A lot of them settle well before court. But this is the great thing. When you are dealing with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they are going to fight for you. If you've been badly injured by someone through their negligence, you know, through no fault of your own, they want to make sure that they fight for you to get the very best settlement possible. He's won millions upon millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. When there is a big case, he is usually at the forefront, because people know, and the word's gotten around, that they're the best in the state of Texas. They're the biggest in Houston, 10 offices in the state of Texas, some of the best lawyers you're going to find, and they're waiting to fight for you. That's got to be great peace of mind. 713, call now. It's phone number, super easy to remember. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
The cost of advertising's too high. 25 cents a day, only on selflist.com.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
You know, you've got Astros gatekeeper fans who have to, what's the problem? What is the problem? Oh, update? Update? What happened now? What happened? Why can't you just let Dusty be? Leave Dusty alone!
So, let me ask you this.
God, you bitches. Shut up, you dirty, dumb bitches. All because I did Mario.
Just know, there are consequences for your actions.
This is news of the weird. That's not weird.
Well,
him being upset like this and calling people DBs.
I've been mad for a while.
Dirty, dumb
DDBs.
Yeah.
And I did not expect to be this mad when I came in. I think John got me mad about something.
You're the one that left your keys in your wife's car.
I don't know who got me mad, but I think it was John.
Left the keys in the car.
In an ironic move, Zoom has ordered its workers back to the office.
Well, yeah.
No.
I love the idea that people believe they don't have to go to an office anymore. Yeah. Like, no.
More productive at home.
No, you are. You are. Most people are not. The studies have shown.
No.
Studies have shown.
Studies by the people running the offices?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You remember when Subway said, if you change your name to Subway, we will give you free sandwiches for life? How many people did you? You didn't see that story?
I do remember that.
Remember, if you change your name to Subway, legally change it to Subway, we will give you Subway sandwiches for life. How many people do you think signed up?
20?
More.
2,000?
10,000.
Who?
10,000 people.
I knew it was either going to be a lot or none, so I decided to go with none. I thought you're. I was trying to read your face. I thought it was going to be low.
People will do anything for nothing.
Hey, that's free food.
It's.
If you're hungry,
Subway Zerline, is this what you want?
Not me, but if it's somebody else,
Subway.
I want it for.
Olé, by the way.
I want it for Jeremy Branham.
Why
Subway Branham? How awesome would that be?
Subway blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it for Subway Assman.
I don't think
that sounds like something bad in New York that would happen to you.
They want ass man.
And in other news, a Subway ass man was spotted on the C train. Like, that sounds like you can't say that in New York.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah.
A 6-year-old, get this, took his mom's gun, went to school with it.
Mm.
When the teacher asked, hey, what are you doing with that? Shot her. And then bragged afterwards to administration, to someone, I did it. I shot that bitch dead.
Oh,
she died?
Do you feel like 6-year-olds should talk like that?
Well, no, I feel like 6-year-old probably doesn't have a very good home.
I think it's the representation of this.
I'm not saying it's none of your business anyway.
None of your business anyway. Don't ask me about my gun.
She did not die.
Thankfully.
She was wounded. But he thought...
Yeah. We're going to have to keep a very close eye on this one.
He is in therapy. The mom is facing charges.
Sometimes you just got...
As well she should.
Moms, that kid probably shouldn't be at house with moms. If that's how he views life.
You know, this show started with kids getting pissed that teachers would take their guns away. Seems kind of reasonable now. Yep. They didn't shoot them. They didn't shoot the teachers.
Yeah, take their phone away. Should she have tried to take his gun away?
Well,
that's another question.
Well, she did, and he said this.
I'm not saying it. I'm your business anyway.
And then he shot him.
That was one of my favorite. I forgot about that. You weren't here back then, were you?
No, it's on my page. Yeah, I grabbed it.
You grabbed it?
Yeah.
He said that to me, right?
Yeah.
I
think so.
You ask him something, none of your business anyway.
A Texas teacher lost her job. Apparently, she went on Twitter complaining that her sister was dating a white man. Do you feel like if you're a teacher, that you should lose your job because you say, why is my sister dating a whitey?
Yes, you should.
What does she say about the white man?
She don't want her sister dating no whitey.
She's basically being a black separatist, I guess.
And she said, I'm a racist, and I enjoy being a racist.
Well, then, of course. Then, all right, then. No remorse. All right, fine. Yeah,
then lean in. But guess what? You ain't working.
She realizes... Only a certain segment of the population can lean into that and not have any consequences.
Right.
She's not one of them. She can't lean into that.
Her sister's pretty hot, though. You think? Look, there's the sister. You think she should be dating whitey?
She should date whoever she wants.
Okay. Yes. Love good is answer,
love.
Del.
Love. Is, you're not gonna.
Love
trap.
Is you're love.
You're not trying to trap me, John.
Love.
Trying to trap me. You ain't
and
gonna
with
get
John,
me.
It's hate. Is hate. Is hate.
Or get Del McGreece.
I don't think she should be dating whitey. That's all. That's
Why
all.
Not?
Because
if you say that, it sounds. It's now, you can get in a lot of trouble.
What do
you
mean by
that?
What do you mean she shouldn't be dating whitey? What does that mean?
I think
I wouldn't even say that out loud for somebody to cut and use against you.
Finally, a man named Outlaw
was arrested.
Was arrested?
Yes.
Guess what he is?
Is he fleeing?
He's well named. He's got charges all over the board. Did you think it was inevitable?
What about Outlaw Branham?
That Jackson Outlaw was going to have trouble.
Since we're giving Jeremy names.
What are we, Jeremy Outlaw?
Or Outlaw Branham?
Outlaw Branham. Zuerlein. Now, I like Outlaw Zuerlein a lot.
His OZ. Name's Jackson Outlaw.
Well, no, I just want the first name Outlaw. Well, Outlaw Zuerlein, Outlaw Blank. Outlaw Blank's pretty good.
Outlaw Blank.
You can discuss
Outlaw Blank.
You can discuss Outlaw Zuerlein with your next wife, Haley Williams. Yeah. You guys have that discussion about
kids. I don't want to be married to Haley Williams.
You don't?
Well,
no. It seems like
what
it.
What if something happened? Would she make a good mom?
Good date. If something happened to Nicole.
But what if she wanted to marry you?
Yeah, what if she wanted to get You're married saying no? and help
as long as
raise
there's
the
no,
kids?
As long as there's
what
no
if she wanted to raise help raise the kids?
As long as there's no prenup.
What?
She's going to want the prenup.
No, I don't
want
a prenup. I said right. As long as there's none. Yeah. I thought this out.
Right, right. As long as there's no prenup. As long as there's Coors Lights.
Outlaw Gallant?
Outlaw Gallant is pretty good. That'd be pretty good. Except his last name. It'd be Paul Outlaw.
I think it needs to be a single syllable. Yeah. That's why blank works.
Here's the deal. Is if you're looking for, I'm looking for, you think there were any Coors Lights in my life yesterday? Yes. Yes, yes, it does sound like it quite a bit. Here's the deal is if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, if you're looking to keep Texas chill, if you're looking for just, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it is, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the best way to celebrate or commiserate or just be or just watch shows or whatever you're doing, I don't care. It's with Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing Coors Light. You're looking for the world's. It's Colorado water. It's the best. It's the best water you could possibly have. Okay? It's so wonderful, and it makes a difference in a beer. Go ahead. Drink that Missouri water. Blah. No, you want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
Brother never told you never threaten a man's family.
Look at our family now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.